Los habitantes de Providencia y Santa Catalina están desesperados por la falta de gas licuado de petróleo GLP. Al esfuerzo económico que hacen los providencianos para trasladar los cilindros hasta San Andrés se le suma que el distribuidor no les quiere vender el gas. Así se ven obligados a comprarlo a través de terceras personas aquí en San Andrés. Nuevamente, el presidente de la Asamblea Departamental, Bradison Fernández Bryan, llama la atención del gerente de la empresa Provigas, distribuidora del combustible aquí en el archipiélago, y lógicamente a la Superintendencia de Servicios Públicos Domiciliarios. Y en esta oportunidad lo hace en inglés.
Todas las voces y todas las opiniones en RCN Radio.
Well, it's clear, sir, right now in Providence we have been a disaster in this sense because the people have to send to San Andres combined and gas. They have to go beg the people the fever them if you buy them gas. When you suppose one gas station was the Providence, you suppose one car was the only car on the gas, and now the people have to pay a transportation from the house to the dock. From the dock, from the boat, bring it to San Andres, carry it back to San Andres, from the dock back to the house. So really what we're talking about, this is what Providence is living in right now, is say we gone back Providence right now, 50 years back, we gone back, because right now we have to send back to San Andres to buy the things. That is impossible. We can't continue that. The people have to cook pan electric stove where it's clear when you up the light bill again. The people have to cook pan fireside. They have to cook pan every different things. Clear out because they can't get them gas. The people have the money for buying gas and they have to send San Andres, and don't San Andres like they don't put them problem for them set up the people in gas. You hear people in car and say 3 weeks back I send down the tank, 2 weeks back I send down the tank. They say after the tank, I went beg this one to buy one tank for me. I went begging this one to buy a tank for me. Look, we're begging the Superintendent of Servicios Públicos. Come in, come see what is the problem, what Providence got concerned the gas. Because we not going to permit for Providence go back in another situation. The head of Provigas have a response also, and in coming to the assembly con response. Because we got the faculty, the law 1551, in article 18, tell we say the deputy them have the faculty to cite all the prestadores de servicios públicos domiciliarios and Provigas and the gas that they sell in San Andrés, que es el gas licuado, and we have all the faculty to cite them. So what we tell them is we were independent pending from this team, and we do this team go holding comment for making the thing same way. We not permit that, and we will be on top of this team.
Sin embargo, Provigas anunció medidas de contingencia para lograr atender la demanda y de paso lograr que ante el Ministerio de Minas y Energía se logre incrementar el cupo que le corresponde a la región en materia de suministro del combustible. Ingrid Sánchez, gerente de Provigas, informó que uno de los principales causantes del desabastecimiento es el incremento de la demanda del gas propano, tanto en San Andrés como en Providencia, pero también al incumplimiento por parte del Ministerio de Minas del cupo que le corresponde a la isla.
En RCN.